presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City. BBC News Business.
January 25, 1113 America, New York, Lloyd's to cut 1,600 jobs in major branch overhaul. The UK's largest lender says it is making the cuts due to more people banking online.
FX Street, January 25, 1111 America, New York, Twist Bioscience Corp., NASDAQ, TWST, Daily Investment Opportunity. Twist Bioscience, NASDAQ, TWST, is a public biotechnology company founded in 2013 and it's based in South San Francisco.
New York Times Business.
January 25, 1110 America, New York, proposal to reduce Royal Mail deliveries in UK draws ire. Letter volumes have halved since 2011. Without significant changes, the beleaguered Royal Mail services will become out of date, according to a report. Copyright Peter McDermott, Getty Images, a Royal Mail postbox in London.
BBC News Business.
January 25, 1105 America, New York. Microsoft Video Games Division lays off 1,900 staff. The announcement comes 3 months after the firm closed its huge merger with Activision Blizzard.
FX Street.
January 25, 1059 America, New York, U.S. Core PCE Preview. Forecasts from 8 major banks, inflation coming in at target. The Fed's preferred inflation gauge, the Core Personal Consumption Expenditure, PCE, will be released by the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, B, on Friday, January 26 at 13:30 Greenwich Mean Time, and as we get closer to the release time, here are the forecasts of economists and researchers of 8 major banks.
New York Times Business.
January 25, 1057 America, New York. John Pilger, crusading journalist and documentarian, dies at 84. A prolific filmmaker and writer who took sides, he was best known for a documentary about the Khmer Rouge's genocide in Cambodia in the 1970s. Copyright Halton Deutsch Collection, Corbis, via Getty Images. John Pilger in 1979 at the Ho Chi Minh Mausoleum in Hanoi, Vietnam.
FX Street.
January 25, 1057 America, New York, United States Kansas Fed manufacturing activity, -17, January, versus previous -4. United States Kansas Fed manufacturing activity, -17, January, versus previous -4.
New York Times Business. January 25, 1053 America, New York, Microsoft cuts 1,900 jobs in its video game division. The reductions come 3 months after the tech giant completed its $69 billion acquisition of Activision Blizzard. Copyright Friedman Vogel, EPA, via Shutterstock. The Microsoft Xbox booth at the Gamescom convention in Cologne, Germany, last year.
FX Street.
January 25, 1039 America, New York. The market might be very disappointed by the Fed again this year, Nordea. Recent commentary by the Fed and continued strong data means we might have to wait much longer for U.S. rates to go lower, analysts at Nordea say.
FX Street.
January 25, 1030 America, New York. United States EIA natural gas storage change down to -326 billion in January 19 from previous -154 billion. United States EIA natural gas storage change down to -326 billion in January 19 from previous -154 billion.
Global economy.
January 25th, 1021 America, New York, Jake Sullivan and China's top diplomat to hold back channel talks. U.S. National Security Advisor and Chinese Foreign Minister to meet in undisclosed Southeast Asian country.
New York Times Business.
January 25, 1016 America, New York, new home sales continue to grow. As owners remain reluctant to put their properties on the market, developers are rushing to build new homes to meet demand. Copyright Michaela Whitmore for the New York Times. The Summerlin housing complex outside Las Vegas is one of many new developments attracting buyers frustrated with the market for older homes.
FX Street.
January 25, 1016 America, New York, USD, CAD could stabilize, but the loonie remains less attractive than the likes of NOK and AUD, ING. The Canadian dollar, CAD, weakened following the BOC announcement.
FX Street.
January 25, 1003 America, New York, USD declines following ECB's decision, Lagarde's press conference. The USD extends its losses past the European Central Bank, ECB, monetary policy decision to keep the main deposit rate unchanged as the ECB's president Christine Lagarde's press conference finished.